Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
What's up, world? It's your boy, Big Corp from the Holding Court Podcast. See, ACP is where the streets and black excellence meet. And it's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip hop, powered by creators.
So now that you're in this media space, recently, the situation with you and Pat. So that got pretty heated.
Yeah, it did.
I thought you was gonna wear the crown.
Why you? I was gonna bring it, man, but I just didn't know. I didn't know what the vibe was gonna be, man.
You know,
I thought
me,
about
bro.
It.
I thought you.
I wanted to
told
be
you.
Me.
I
wanted to
told
be.
You to bring
I wanted
the
to
crown.
Be me. The court. The court. No.
Okay.
Because you back then, I was barely Sonny Black then,
yeah,
and I turned into King Sonny Black. You know what I'm saying? But I thought about it. It's in the court.
Yeah, you should have brought the crown. But what I mean, y'all got pretty heated. You know what I mean? And he was talking about he made you quit or something like that. Like, and all that was real. All that was real.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean.
Where y'all stand now? I know it was content.
I don't know him.
Oh, you don't know him?
No.
Oh, I thought y'all.
That's why it got heated, because he got to the set and he just said what he said. Mm-hmm. And I had looked at it all like, what is this dude talking about? He made me quit. But that's like, you don't know, saying I smacked the shit out of him and took his chain.
Mm-hmm.
This chain I got on now?
Right. I got you. I
Whoa.
Got you.
And then you see that you're doing it for clout.
Yeah. I was about to say, yeah. Why would he specifically, like, why was he?
I have that. We worked out.
Okay.
And we worked out at a time where I was with P.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get back in.
Yeah.
And this was one of those Laker promises where I'm like, I'm going to work out with them. The Lamar thing had happened, and I knew I was kind of going to get blackballed, but they was promising me things along the way. Like, all right, look, if you go over there, you get some footage, get some film. You haven't played in 2 years. I've been blackballed for 2 years at this point.
Right.
I ended up working out with him.
Mm-hmm.
But in this workout, we're doing little stretching drills and metric drills.
Yeah.
And I did a vertical test, and I came down on the metal bar, and I sprained my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm trying to finish the workout. But I just couldn't finish.
Mm-hmm.
So the GM came over, was like, man, you don't need to finish. Don't even worry about it. You didn't come in here for that.
Yeah.
So Pat, I don't know. This was 2012.
Wow.
2023, you brought this back up, bro.
Yeah.
Talking about you made me quit.
Damn.
Then came on the podcast and proceeded to say, well, if you don't finish your workout, then, you know, you quit. I'm like, so I got hurt. I didn't finish the workout. So you're saying I quit. So everybody
quit because of him.
And he said, I quit because of him.
That's crazy. I'm curious. What was the energy like once the cameras turned off?
He was out of there. He was out of there.
Oh, okay.
I went to the bathroom. Like, I go to the bathroom after every episode because we sitting there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
So I had to pee after every episode. I'm the first one in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Got up, went to the bathroom, came out. He was gone. I wasn't in the bathroom a minute.
Damn.
Gone.
Was you trying to have an off-camera conversation?
I just wanted to say, what's up, bro? What's up with this energy, bro?
Yeah.
What you mean you made me quit? How could you even say that and stand on that like a man? You don't know me?
Man, that'd be crazy because, you know, it's funny.
Here go the rundown round two.
Let's go.
I was just going to say, it'd be crazy because people be having a different energy when these cameras come on. And like I tell people all the time, when these cameras go off and you log off social media, you got to live a real life.
What?
You have to live a real life. Yeah. I just recently had a situation where, it was somebody called me on the phone about some, you know, trivia. And to be honest with you, I was kind of, remember Eddie Murphy Raw?
Yeah.
And when he said Bill Cosby called it, yeah, he's like, I'm offended that you called. I was damn near like that, right? But again, I'm at a different space, so mm-hmm. I entertained it. But I'm like, but when I see him up in person, or I go out of my way to try to at least
that person
like
has seen you in person, I think.
No, he did. Yeah. He did. No, yeah. He knew. I made sure he knew that I was where he was because I called him and I texted him and said, "I'm here. I'm just trying to get in your face.
Holla at me."
You know, but it just that energy don't be there, right?
Get some
and
clarity.
It wasn't even no rah rah. Yeah. But at least let's talk as men. You know, and look me in my face and let's feel each other and have a conversation, you know.
Are we not men anymore?
Nah, not really, man. A lot of these, they hide behind these social media.
Right? Weirdo
shit. Weird.
That's
me.
What when we ran down on them in Universal.
Yeah.
I'm used to, you gotta see me at some point, exactly. Bro.
I remember
and
that.
My energy may not look like it's threatening on camera
right.
on the internet, but when you see me, bro,
exactly.
And I speak to you,
yeah,
and I want to know what's up.
And that's on some, that ain't even on some gangster.
No,
tough, it's just man, like
I just
man,
know what's up.
And sometimes it's a conversation. It's like, damn, don't nobody want to do none of your scary ass. Let's just
relax, bro.
Yeah.
But we they see the muscles and they be like, man, you relax, man. It's like, what you mean, relax?
I'm like, damn, you was popping your on social media. I mean, at least half-ass pop it now in front of me, but you know, I don't know, bro. It's weird.
We went from studio gangsters to podcast gangsters.
Podcast gangsters.
It's a lot of them. It's just social media gangsters. Like, nobody want to be real. And, you know, and this is why I tell people all the time, and because you're in the media space as well, you know, I'm not going to say anything on a platform that I'm not gonna go out of my way to say to someone twice to their face.
Come on, man.
So I mind my business, right? I ain't gonna get on here and gaslight and call this. If I call you a bitch on this podcast, then trust me, when I see you, I'm gonna say the same thing.
It might be a little
even
bit
if
more
I
harsher.
See you walking away and you don't see me, I'm gonna say, hey, ass, make sure, you know, because then I'm gonna feel like some kind of hoe if I don't.
Because I don't hold up my end
right.
of the bargain.
You know what I mean? So that's why prevention is the best cure. I just try to keep my nose clean and stay out the way. But, you know, so I'm shocked that he didn't at least want to stay and say, hey, bro, let me tell you why I said what I said.
Not only did he not do that, bro, but he took it a step further.
Mm-hmm.
He went and got in the car and ordered a crown.
Really?
Ordered a crown, and in 24 hours, the 24 hours passed. He did a podcast talking about, man, I got a Dolce Gabbana crown, man, with the diamonds, and he putting it on his. And I'm like, bro, first of all, I'm the only wearing a crown out here.
Yeah,
so I'm flattered that I can inspire you.
Yeah,
to try to step into your real manhood.
Yeah,
and your sovereignty of what it is to be a king. I'm
that
proud.
Crazy,
but
bro.
The fact that you think you trolling because you was on our show and you know we went at it,
mm-hmm.
and I let you off light,
mm-hmm.
just because I don't have to defend myself with my talent against yours.
You
my
say
resume
you let
against
him
yours.
Out off light in what respect?
Just the fact that I didn't really like go in about how his like who he, like his career like
oh okay
like just him
I was
his,
about to say you turned
level.
Up on him.
I didn't though
yeah
I
to
didn't.
Me you did because you
just
I thought you was finna get up actually
no because yeah. it was more of just trying to figure out like man what are you talking about what you talking about you made you wasn't even like he didn't understand that he was a rookie or wherever he was mm-hmm. coming in. I'm already going into my it would be my sixth year
mm-hmm.
this is you ain't even played in the NBA yet.
Right,
I'm a vet
right.
in this scenario.
Yeah, scenario. Yeah.
So for you to say that you're saying, because you're playing now, and I'm retired,
mm-hmm.
is insulting. You're not putting respect on who I am and my name, and that's where it was getting upset.
Gotcha.
Then he says like, "How's that treating you? Mm-hmm. How's that treating you? How did that work for you?
Mm-hmm.
Like." Him playing and making money that he made in the NBA out trumps what I've been through mm-hmm. to be on this podcast talking to you now. You came on our podcast to get clout. What you mean? How did it work out for me?
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't making 10, 12, 30 million. Nah,
right.
I don't need that.
Right.
Not to be the that you want to be.
That part.
That part. And I told him I'll you right now.
Yeah,
we can go
that.
Play right I now. That. I will murder you, boy.
Yeah.
39.
Yeah.
Still got it.
You think you could take him one?
I know. He's a little boy.
Yeah.
That's Hulk against Ant-Man.
Because Pat a good hack and fouling, ain't he?
He ain't strong enough. Okay. I'm too much. Yeah. Too much. Too much sauce
you
over here.
You still play?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's why it bothered me, because it's like, Brock, right now, what happened in 2012?
Hey, you know what? It's like when content creators get into it, right? People on the internet, they usually have like celebrity boxing matches, and y'all need to have a celebrity one-on-one for some money.
No way.
You don't want to do it?
Bro, I was told never to use these hands.
No. I'm saying one-on-one
basketball.
Game.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you were talking about boxing.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, put some money up and we go to 12.
Even that. Because it would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
When I played, I was one of them ones that considered like one-on-one players. It was Kobe, Paul Pierce, T-Mac, and like me. Mm-hmm. Footwork, all of that. And not a lot of people are going to be like, oh, that's accurate, because they don't know. Mm-hmm. But when I lined up against guys one-on-one, I walked in the gyms and we played, and I was different. Mm-hmm. I was definitely different. So I put...
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
That on anything. And I've already beat a certain amount of good players one-on-one, and I'm not going to say. So
you know, I was going to ask you, you know. Yeah. You don't want to say who?
I mean.
You said you came with the smoke.
You know, Paul George is one of my guys that one-on-one.
PG.
And if PG is considered one of them ones, I can say if I can beat him, who's next?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's when I was in rare form.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and that's my little bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't know. He had no idea.
Yeah.
Until it was over.
Yeah.
He's from out here too, Antelope Valley, right?
Yeah. That's my like I said, it's my young fella, he's the OG now. Right. Two young fellas.
Right.
And they don't understand that PG gotta put respect on my name. Yeah. And a lot of other guys, you know what I'm saying, gotta put respect on my name. But it's not about tooting horns or, you know, saying too much, because I let my game speak for myself. But now I can't go back and play in the NBA and prove anything. You know what I'm saying? That window's gone.
Let me ask you this. So you played in the Big Three, Ice Cube's Big Three, for a couple years. And, you know, you played with Catino, who's been on the show. How did you like the Big Three?
The Big Three was definitely needed. It was dope. Mm-hmm. Ice Cube, shout out to Cube. He put on a great show for not only the former players and the former Hall of Famers, but for the fans that wanted to see them.
Yeah.
You know, opportunity for merchandise, memorabilia. Getting autographs signed. I know I got George Gervin and Clyde Drexler and Gary Payton and all those guys autographs, and just to be able to resurface. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of guys, when you get out of the league, you don't really have another leg to stand on, because we gave it all we got into this particular industry. So Ice Cube opened up another avenue for us, not only to make some money, but to be seen on a national stage. To go around the country and, you know, travel like an NBA team again. Mm-hmm. We got that feeling again.
Yeah.
And that was important for a lot of us, so we can close the book. Because I got to close the book and say, you know what? Let me show y'all I could still hoop.
Yeah.
And I was still hooping on one leg, torn meniscus and all kind of shit.
Yeah.
But I was number one pick. We went undefeated. We won the championship. And I hit the game winner and got the MVP. So for my storybook ending, it was beautiful, because I was able to say, hey, not only do I still got it, but I'm still a winner.
That's right.
I didn't come out here to lose at all. I came out here to win every game. Mm-hmm. So that was the one opportunity I can really say Ice Cube helped and facilitated.
Nice.
Did you ever think about, before everything happened, did you ever think about life after ball in real time, or was it after?
All the time. That's what, when I got with Court and P, my life after basketball was music, mm-hmm. because music was my first love. Mm-hmm. And then film, you know, okay. film was my second love. Gotcha. I wanted to be like Will Smith, Denzel, and I wanted to be like Tupac. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. and like these were my guys that I like wanted to follow. Mm-hmm. Basketball was something I was just really, really good at. Easy, it came easy to me. So once I got to Hollywood, it was try to find an acting coach. Mm-hmm. I think it was Kevin Spicer. And get in the studio as much as I can. And when I was in the league, I was in the studio. Every city I was in, wherever I was in, I'm always in the studio making music. So it was trying to find that avenue of where I can get into the industry. Mm-hmm. And P was ultimately my good luck charm for that, because I lucked up and mm-hmm. got with him. And this was like, I'm with Master P, 85 yeah. million sold.
Yeah.
Are we serious right now? Yeah. Who's better to right. get in the game with at right. this time, right? So life at the basketball at that point was what I was thinking about mm-hmm. in the entertainment industry. But that didn't go well. I went into tech, mm-hmm. Which allowed me to be a graphic designer, editor, director.
Are you in tech for real?
Oh, for sure. Metaverses, all that.
What?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I try to keep myself busy.
Yeah.
When you go broke now, there's a lot of things you,
yeah, you start figuring out.
You got to figure out.
But you know, the one thing that about you though that people may not know is you are very intelligent. People don't know that part. You know, you're very high IQ, very intelligent. So, you know, he ain't no dummy just because he thugged out and play ball.
Hold on though. He said music is his first love, so we got to do a top five. We do a top five with everybody.
Yeah, let's do a quick top five. top five.
Dead or alive.
Pac is number one.
Okay.
Pac is number one.
I'm always, I'm always curious.
I just refurbished my top five, right?
Okay.
Nas, number two.
Okay.
Kanye, number three.
Oh, well, that's the first time.
Everybody wants to go back in the day.
That's the first time that we heard Kanye.
Everybody wants to say Nas, Jay, Biggie, all that. But I'm gonna say Pac, Nas,
Kanye.
They're gonna kill me for this, man. Lil Wayne's my four. Jay-Z's my five.
Okay.
That's you solid. Can't throw Jay out. I know everybody's strong five is the major five.
Yeah, yeah.
But to me, I dissect body of work. I dissect longevity. Mm-hmm. I dissect impact of community, society, lyrics, mm-hmm. content, substance.
All right, hold on, wait.
All of those things.
There might only be five, might only be five. Top five NBA rappers. Well, we got Shaq, Kobe,
I don't even know if it is five.
No, Artest. Didn't Artest? My homeboy.
Because y'all talking about the ones from 2000.
I'm talking about
for real. Artest.
I'm talking about the really good records now.
Lillard had a song with Mozzie, right. didn't he?
Lillard got a song with a lot of people. Wayne.
All right, top five NBA rappers.
I'm going to go.
Or just dudes that rapped that you rapped with. Because they might not even.
Shaq. Ooh, man. PG can rap, mm-hmm. but he ain't got nothing out.
Okay.
Okay. He's put him in there. Three.
Three. PG's on my three. I don't want to be cliche and say AI, because Chuck wouldn't really consider that like a real thing, him rapping back then. So I'm gonna say myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Four and throw Kobe in there for shits and giggles.
Okay.
Kobe. All right.
Let me ask you something random. And this just randomly came to my mind. And it's so you're from North Carolina, Charlotte, but you were born outside of
Asheville.
Charlotte. Asheville. How far is that from Charlotte?
2 hours.
Okay. Are you and the baby Ken? Because y'all look like y'all could be
baby
cousins
Ken?
Or brother. The baby.
Oh, the baby.
Y'all look like y'all could be cousins or something like
Why
that.
Why be hearing that all the time, though?
Yeah, I just noticed it. I'm like, man, I'm like, damn, this nigga look like somebody.
Maybe shorter though, isn't he?
He's way shorter, but still,
mouthful of teeth and all.
But y'all look like y'all could be.
I don't know, might be cousins or something, man. As long as it's keeping me in this conversation, man, you know, I'm not mad at it. I heard a couple chicks done said it.
So, man, what you got cracking now? What you got popping now, new?
Oh man, right now, I just finished my second book called Bum to Billionaire. It's on Amazon right now.
Nice.
It's a philosophy survival guidebook of pretty much during the COVID situation, mm-hmm. I was able to go back and say, you know what, let me give my peace of mind to the future generations of what it is to be a bum and what it is to be a billionaire in the non-traditional sense of the terminology, mm-hmm. right? Everybody thinks bum means, you know, right. homeless man destitute. On the street,
yeah.
right? And
yeah.
then billionaire is, oh, the man with all this money, but it's, to me, it's mentality.
That's right.
Responsibility, accountability, right. What you're willing to go through the fire to get, mm-hmm. right? And I kind of go through explaining the bum mentality.
I know rich with bum mentality.
And that, I explained that too.
Yeah.
Rich motherfuckers with bum.
Yep.
You rich, but you still a bum.
And I know bums with, yeah.
That don't have the opportunity. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I talk about that. I had a book back in 2017 called Plantation Education. That's out on Amazon as well. I just finished another book maybe a week ago called The Light with Love. It's going to be something that can be turned into a TV show. I'm really proud of that. And I also just started a foundation called the Mindset Foundation,
nice.
Which is a mental health charity that focuses on athletes, entertainers, adults, senior citizens, on how, you know, to help provide some assistance with mental health as far as having someone there, support systems, emotional support systems, but also consultings, mentors for the athletes, things that can help you in the future. Opportunities, building your business, knowing where to go with it, just having a place where you can go and get some advice and That's some help beautiful. And anything you need.
That's dope. Well, man, listen, I'm going to wrap it up. I ain't going to keep you because we got to keep it pushing. But, man, I appreciate you, my brother. I want you to come back. Will you come back?
What?
Okay, because it's a lot.
You know how hot you is right now.
I appreciate you know that.
I heard the breakdown back here. And I said, $100K.
Because this is the thing, bro.
Iced tea.
It's a lot of shit that we did. Like I wanted to talk about when we went to Tootsie's and you know, you know what I mean. Yeah, I want to talk about some shit. Just our experiences in Miami and some of that other shit. So man, you promise you come back.
100%.
All right, bro.
100%, bro. All
right, man. Well, I appreciate you for coming, man. That's my brother, Rashad McCants, no doubt, brother. Bro. Holding Court Podcast, Big Court, Rachel Renee.
Yeah.
Producer Ken, man.
Yeah, Renee. Hey, we appreciate y'all.
You got to come back.
I'm in. All
right, we out.
Yes, sir.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.